It didn't affect me anyway, shape nor form. I wasn't glad he was killed, and I wasn't glad he wasn't killed. Because it didn't make no difference to me, because he had never bothered me, to tell you the truth. But I think he was a little arrogant and demanding in what he was trying to do. And I didn't go along with him in a lot of things that he did. But so long as he didn't come around messing with me, I wasn't going to mess with him. Boy, I think they put on too much display. I watched it on television. He got a film letter. Should have been a president of the United States instead of a... Well, I won't say no more about what I started to say, but I don't think he was entitled to that big a film, of course. A lot of the big shots went down. They didn't go down there for a thing in the world, but get a little votes. That's all they was down there for, hunting votes from the neighbors. And I can't understand why a government as big as we are, 200 million people, I let 10 million people rule the other 190. They wouldn't work around here. We don't have that around here. Because these niggas around here, they treat with respect. We treat them with respect. I've been on the mole ever since they were born. But they haven't tried anything here. They don't want anything. I've heard a lot of them say that they don't believe in it, what they're trying to do. They just want to be let live and go on. Now, as far as this working, poor thing, there's no reason for nobody to be poor. Anyone, I don't care who he is, can find a job doing something. Now, when I was 19 years old, you boys would have told me a liar. I worked for 5 cents an hour. 10 hours a day, I made 50 cents. And a lot of times, we worked more than 10 hours. From when you could see in the morning till dark, especially in the summer times. And you try to get... But one of them come to me the other day, colored boy, he was a stranger to me. He says, Mr. Emerson says, loan me a dollar. I said, I got a little job for you to do. You come over with me, I'm going to take you an hour to do it. I'll give you a dollar. He said, I got to work for it, I don't want it. Now, you see?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a question of they can't find something to do. It's a question they don't want to work. They want to sit on their behinds and draw Social Security. They want to draw welfare. They want to draw all these free goods they're eating up here. But they don't want to work for them. Not the first one of them. They don't want to work. No, sir.
Does the government help them not to work with all their programs?
The government is helping and killing the darn farmer today. Mm-hmm. You go into each farm place, you see 9 out of 10 of them shut the farm down. Say, we got to pay $1.60 an hour for labor on the farm. Then what we got to sell, we can't even get back half what we got in it. Close it down. And it's that way all over the country. Of course, farmer my age, I can't get out and get another job because I'm too old. But there's a lot of young farmers that's leaving, going to work at these mills. They go down and go to work, leaving the farm, leaving the ground out, lay out, set it out in pine trees.
Most of the small farmers are that way. Is it possible to keep a small farm?
Quit.
The
only man who's got a chance nowadays, farmer where he's got 2,000-3,000 acres of cleared land, and he's got these big tractors, he put a man on that, give him his breakfast, and hand him a lunch for dinner, and be back home for supper, make one around. We can't do that here.